The thoughts and views on the following program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily of WMUN or Wolf Boom Radio. This is Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa, say play WMUN, and replays available on WMUNMuncie.com. Search Connected. Now, here's Lindsay Marie.
Hey, hey, welcome back, Muncie, Delaware County. Happy Saturday, you guys. It's your girl, Lindsay Marie, and I am back with another episode. You know, I'm all about connecting you with everyday people doing amazing things in this community and surrounding areas, and I'm doing just that today. I have some very special guests in the studio today. The three of you. I mean, we got a party in here, y'all. This is really fun. But I am here with Mr. Robert Ewing. You are writer and creator of, we're going to get into this, but you're a writer and creator.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy you're here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Kind of nervous a little bit.
Oh my gosh. You know what I love? I love the realness. You're keeping it real. You're a little nervous. And truthfully, everybody that sits in these seats, like, they get a little nervous until we start going and realize, like, we're just having a conversation. You know, it's going to be fun because we're spotlighting you. And I want to talk about just your, short film that you've done. We're also going to talk about your magazine.
Let's get into it.
Yes. And before we get into it, I also have to introduce to our listeners my new friend, Anaya Carter. You are actually a videographer and you did makeup for this short film, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm glad you're here, Anaya. And then last but certainly not least, Miss Angel Hamilton, you are in the film as well.
Yeah.
Yes. How was that?
It was really fun. I loved the experience. It was really fun. I felt like I was really in my element. So
yes. For sure. Oh, we talked off mic about being in our element and how important that was. So yes, being in your element, it feels so good. You feel like you're right where you need to be, right? So listen, without any further ado, here's the thing. I do want to just name, of course, Robert, we're going to talk about your magazine first and how I even, let's talk about it now. Okay. First of all, someone came to me and they said, do you know Robert Ewing? And I'm like, I know that name, the Ewing name. I don't know, right? So I go look you up, of course, because Facebook is so accessible. I looked you up and they let me know that you have this magazine where, you know, you spotlight people. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about that. Tell me about the name of it, what you do.
Yeah, so the name is 5L Magazine. I kind of was inspired by the name because, like, everybody says 4L, like, for life. But I wanted something that, like, lasts longer than just this life. Like, I wanted something that, like, transcends. Mm. And, like, wealth, love, happiness, all those things transcend this life. So it started off as a way to explain my art.
Yes.
Because, like, you can watch it sometimes and be a little lost.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to, like, really dive into it and explain what I meant and explain, like, my purpose and explain what I'm trying to say. Because my dad would watch it and he'd be like, son, I don't, like, what if somebody takes this the wrong way? Mm-hmm. And I watch people do that with so many artists. Like, people listen to Tupac and they get that he was only a thug and he was an activist. So
yes.
It's like, you know, I wanted to explain my art. And then I was like, well, what if I use this to further other people's art and further what other people are doing with their careers and their businesses. So that's kind of how it started. And then, yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah, somebody sent me some clips or, you know, just some visuals of your magazine. And you're doing just that. You're spotlighting folks doing amazing things in their craft as a creator. And it's feeding that creator part in you.
Yeah, I love to, like, look at other people and then, like, see, like, okay, how can I add this creatively to my vision in a way that matches creatively what they're already doing? Like all the promo pages, I create all the art for. I design all the logos. I design all the front pages. Like all the art, I sit down and I really just think and I really take the time to independently pick out what is this what message is this going to send to the people and what message is this going to send to whoever is looking at it. So
yes. So for folks listening in, how can they get a magazine in their hands?
This is actually my first time announcing this here on this platform. You can get to it on flipsnack.com. If you go to the search and look up 5L Magazine, any of the issues, issue one or two, you should be able to find both of the digital copies of the magazine. So, yeah.
Yes, that makes me excited. I mean, I had to touch on that before we get into the short film. So thank you for sharing that. I can't wait to get my copy. Let's continue to chat, Robert. Let's continue to chat. I do want to name just a quick trigger warning if you are just joining us. The topic we're going to talk about today, it could trigger some, but it could also bring a lot of healing to many. And my hope with this episode is that it brings awareness and conversation in the area of domestic violence. But also, we just want to shine light on the creative way that you all have addressed such a tough topic. Okay. So, short film. I watched it last night, and I think I let you know originally. I mean, so also, there is some heavy language, right?
Yeah.
It's very real.
I was very nervous to, like, because I don't cuss, so, like,
yeah.
It was like my first time stepping out left field and putting something like that out there. So I was kind of nervous about how people were going to receive it, but.
Listen, give me some right
the
here.
The audience really received it well. And the yes. messages that I get, like, the messages, like, from my audience and then messages like yours, like, that type of stuff, like, really, like. Like, I don't know, like, it makes my heart get butterflies. Like.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. It was very real. When I first started to watch it, I'm like, ooh, I'm cringing, first and foremost, because I told you guys off the mic, you know, I am a domestic violence thriver. I like to call myself a thriver because survivor kind of has it still connects me to the hurt and the harm. And to thrive, I mean, y'all see me, right? Mm-hmm. I am thriving. I don't look like what I've been through. So I love that you guys have creatively done this. It touches me. I'm getting goosebumps right now. But, you know, I love what you've done. The cussing part, trust me, that. Don't even worry about that. It makes it real. But I do want to ask you guys, I mean, what was the inspiration behind starting, I mean, this very film? Give me some, what got you guys here?
Okay, so I kind of wanted to touch on, like, how I work is I just sit in my room and I just look at stuff. Like, I look at how the world is moving. Mm-hmm. I look at social media. And then eventually, like, inspiration just comes to me randomly. And I was just sitting there randomly, and I was like, black men and black women, we hurt each other all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even in, like, a domestic situation. Like, mm-hmm. we're all technically in a relationship. Like, I have a relationship with Angel. I have a relationship with Nye.
Right.
I have a relationship with you.
Absolutely.
Just because we all have a relationship of some sort, even if it's not romantic.
Mm-hmm.
And we all hurt each other. We put each other through things. And I wanted to show that in a way. I wanted to show that in, like, and in the film, how we all put each other through things, but we have to learn how to, like, heal from that and work through that. And then at the same time, like, I was like, well, what if we took this, like, how could we represent it? And I was like, we could represent it as a toxic and domestic violence
mm-hmm.
Situation and relationship. So, yeah, that's kind of how the inspiration came about. And so that's why I kind of layered so many different themes on top of each other. So I was a little bit nervous because mm-hmm. I didn't want people to take away that I'm somehow, like, making it acceptable. And
right.
I'm in no way doing that. But I also wanted to touch on it in a realistic light, because not everybody who goes through domestic violence just leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in our community, in our culture, it can become much more complicated than that. Like, you know, there can be a kid involved, you
mm-hmm.
know, and a mother might not want to take the dad out the life. There can be financial incentive.
Yes.
He could be taking care of the household. She could just not want to send him to jail. Like, there's so many different layers of domestic violence. It's not just, okay, well, just report him and get it out. Get
mm-hmm.
It's so much deeper than that and so much more layered.
Mm, so good. So good. After the break, before we go to break, I do just want to ask you, Angel, how was it playing that role?
Oh, I'm not gonna
lie.
She
did amazing.
Okay. It was. I've had similar experiences. I was also in a situation with that. So it was a little triggering at times, but mm-hmm. I got through it. But I put a lot of what I've been through kind of in the film also. What most people wouldn't really expect if they weren't in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the mannerisms and basically like how a woman or someone that's in that type of relationship would respond to certain things.
Yeah.
So I was really excited when I read the script to do it because it shows both sides of the spectrum for both men and women, mm-hmm. and how for women it's people don't really take it too serious, but for men they really don't take it serious.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, but I had a great time doing it, and I was very excited when he asked me to be part of it.
So. You did an incredible job.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk more after the break. We even have a little clip that we're going to play, but more after the break right here on WMUN, The Talk of Muncie.
This is Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa. Say, play WMUN. Now, here's Lindsay Marie.
All right, welcome back from the break. If you are just joining us, I am sitting here with writer and creator, Mr. Robert Ewing. I'm here with Anaya Carter, who did videography and makeup for the short film we're getting into, and then Miss Angel Hamilton, actress in the film. I'm going to give you all details of how you can watch this film as well. But like I said, if you're just joining us, do want to give that trigger warning really quick. The topic we're talking about domestic violence, and just understand that it can trigger some, but also enlighten and bring healing to so many. So want to let you all know that before we dive back in. But as I mentioned to you guys and our listeners, we have a clip that we want to play from the film. So we're going to do that really quick.
We put each other through a lot, through the bruises, through the pain, through the toxicity. Black people will not grow unless black men and women are in unison. And while domestic violence is never okay, and I'll never seek to normalize it, this film is not just about that. In fact, it's so much bigger, so much deeper, so much more complex. Look not upon us because we are black, because the sun hath looked upon us. Our mother's children were angry with us. They made us the keepers of the vineyards, but our own vineyard had we not kept. Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 6. I thought that was poetic considering the current condition of black America.
All right. That was very powerful. And before we went to break, Angel, I wanted to pick back up with you because, you know, you're in the film, and I asked you how that felt to, you know, be in that role as a survivor, right? A thriver out mm-hmm. here of domestic violence. You talked about some parts that kind of triggered you. Share a little bit with me just because I know off the mic we talked about, you know, what you wish people knew mm-hmm. about folks going through this trauma. Share that with me.
Well, I wish people would have a little bit more grace and empathy towards people that go through it because, A, you don't know what that woman or man has experienced in their lifetime to even attract somebody that would do something like that to them and for them to sit there and take it and deal mm-hmm. with it. So obviously, you know, some is there. And mental health is real. And if we want to talk about, like, you know, how everybody is, our culture is so engulfed in, like, mental health and things like that, but we kind of have a blind eye to people that speak out about mm. domestic violence. And I feel like those two go hand in hand, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow, you really said something. Because it is, we do hear different things that have happened in the family stories, mm-hmm. and then you don't hear about them anymore. Mm-hmm. They're swept under the rug, right? And then you become an adult, like myself, right? Mm-hmm. We're all adults. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, wait, I want to circle back at that. Like,
right.
What was that, mm-hmm. right? So I love that you guys creatively have circled back on the topic of domestic violence. Another question that I have just for all of you, you know, you did makeup and the videography for it, Anaya. Yeah. What, and all of you guys can answer this, but what emotions did it like bring up, or, you know, what did it do for you actually filming this?
I think being behind the scenes, like, I'm very proud of Robert on his half, simply because, like, I've known him my entire life. So seeing him fight and strive to turn his mind into, like, an active piece and see, have people see what he was trying to portray is something that I am happy to be a part of. So there's that. And also seeing Angel, I've known her for a majority of my life, too. And I was there for majority of a good piece of the different things that she was going through mm-hmm. during her domestic violence situation.
Yeah.
So being on the side, on the outside, looking in and like watching. Like I was some situations, like she stayed at my house for like a week, and like I would see. I'm not gonna go into like specific details, but I would see different aspects of what that was doing to her, what that would look like, and you don't ever want to intrude on the situation, but you don't like not want to help.
Yes.
So seeing her not only be able to get herself out of the situation, but be able to come back into it and change it into something different for herself, and then watching them like come together, it's something in itself.
Yeah. Gosh, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful just to have you share that too, that you have been that friend. You've seen her at probably some of her darkest, and then just, you know, I'm just meeting you, right? And to see you, I mean, you're beautiful. You're thriving.
Thank you.
I mean, you're glowing, girl. You've been drinking your water. I'm very proud to know that you have also a friend that had you. Right. Mm-hmm. And didn't leave you.
Yeah.
And it's still here today. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. All right. So for all of you, what parts? Because like I said, I watched this. What parts really resonated with you guys? Like really just stood out?
For me, I'd say the part that stood out the most was like it really wasn't even like, or I would say the beginning half of the film, where it was like I was playing the laughing tracks in the beginning, because I feel like when a lot of people hear about men getting abused, it's not, it's like somehow it's laughed at and it's circled back onto the man's fault, and I know that happens for women's too, but I feel like for men it's just completely overlooked and not even taken serious in any light or any capacity. Like we've seen so many celebrities get put in situations where they're getting hit on too, and you know they've obviously done things wrong, but they're getting hit on, and there's no blowback for the female celebrity. There's no comforting him. There's no coming to his aid. There's no asking him, is he all right? Like, he just gets thrown under the bus, and I don't like to see that. So I feel like that was the part that resonated the most with me.
That's big. That's awesome. That's awesome. What about you guys?
I think just this in general resonates only because y'all were talking earlier, and I was just thinking about the fact of the Black community. Like, we have different opinions about it, but like my perspective is that we have like a natural aggression in our community. So when it turns into domestic violence of like a relationship, Angel earlier said that like we kind of like shoo it away, or we like kind of have a blind eye. I agree with that only because I think we naturally have that violence, and so when it comes to the relationship aspect of it, I think we just accept it because it's just like natural, and it's just something we've always had.
Got you. Which is why I'm real big in mental health, making sure, you know, we get to the root of things. I tell people all day, I love my therapist, you know, and I love the woman that has come out of this, you know, so very important in our community for sure. I want to, before we go, because man, this has been fast, y'all, but I want to talk about how this film inspired an upcoming event that you all are doing. It is April 20th, right?
Yes, ma'am.
From 6 to 8. Tell me more about it, Robert.
The event will be hosted at the Patterson Block of Muncie from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. In the ballroom on the third floor. We'll be discussing issues like domestic violence, the current relationship between Black men and Black women. And we really just want to push that dialogue and push it in a more positive light, because all the time on social media you see the dialogue happening, but the problem is it doesn't go anywhere, and the dialogue is so empty and airy. Like everybody talks about the same thing. Should you go 50-50 with the man? Like, we don't want to talk. All you podcasters, is this camera looking at me?
Yes.
I got a bone to pick with y'all. All you podcasters, I'm about to start calling people out. Andrew Tate, Fresh and Fit. Any of you podcasters that only invite OnlyFans and models up there just to talk about Black men and Black women's issues, we are trying to push the conversation in a light that's going to help us.
Come on.
We don't want to talk about any of that stuff that y'all talking about no more. Y'all don't go nowhere with the conversation. The conversation is stagnant. We've heard what y'all talked about for 2 years. it's time to throw y'all away. The culture is done with y'all. We're moving forward, and we really want to push it in a way where Black men and Black women can be unified and not dog each other anymore. So
yes, and be one and be united. It's a beautiful thing when we come together. It's beautiful. Well, listen, thank y'all so much for being here. Thank you for your creativity, your artistry. I've absolutely loved sharing space with you guys today. And just as a reminder, you guys, this film has been just a phenomenal project that, you know, inspired an event happening on April 20th at the Patterson Block in the Ball Building here in Muncie from 6 to 8, a panel discussion on domestic violence. So this is going to be good. And I really look forward to more from you guys. So, yeah, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I hope to see you there, too.
Yes. I am going to try to be there for sure to support. I love it. All right, listeners, thank you so much for listening in. As always, this is your show. I'm just holding the mic right here on WMUN, The Talk of Muncie.
This has been Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa, say play WMUN, and replays available on WMUNMuncie.com. Search Connected. The thoughts and views on the preceding program were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily of WMUN or Wolf Boom Radio.